Good morning and a warm welcome to you all on Street Pastor Sunday. After this service, please come and join us for lunch in the Mayo Hall. Pastoral news, Mary Williamson has had a cataract operation recently. I hope you have now received the invitation that to the public consultation about the redevelopment. I've sent it on email, and I have some paper copies for those of you who are not email users. So if you haven't got one, do collect it from me. It's just to say that it's happening really soon, so do take the letter. On Thursday, we had one of the lunchtime recitals, and it was fantastic. And there were over 50 people, and it raised £250 towards the community fund. Our special thanks go to Sulhi and her friend Julia. Thank you. I have a message from Rosemary Moore reminding us that Premier Christian Radio was 20 years old last Wednesday. My comment for that was, oh goodness, I'm getting old too then. It has over a quarter of a million regular listeners worldwide. And if you want to know more about it and how to tune in, do contact Rosemary, who you now need to stand up, please, Rosemary. Thank you. And she can help you after this service. On Sunday the 28th of June, a friend of Sulhi's, Sei Bon Lee, will be visiting us. Now, she's been living in Jordan and has direct experience in the support of refugees from the ISIS. She will be speaking at the 10 o'clock service as an introduction to her extended talk in the evening service on the 28th of June. Today, I'd like to thank Margaret Golding for stepping up so quickly to organise our lunch today. Thank you. Margaret, could you stand as well? Because not everybody knows you, too. Hey! Thank you. It's enough from me, but finally, Steve would like to say something.
Typical church secretary. On the last Monday of this month, we shall be having messy church, as usual. And this time, we're talking about how the disciples spread the gospel to all sorts of different countries. As a climax, we'd like to have a buffet with food from as many different countries as possible. So if anybody could make us something from their home country, that would be wonderful. Please come and see me or Sally, who's down there. Stand up and wave, Sally. We're all waving today. but if you feel you can't cook, I've decided to start a messy church food fund. So there will be a box by the door which says Messy Church Food Fund on the lid. If you'd like to put a donation, I nearly said a small donation, but a big donation or any donation, we'd be very grateful. And I shall be standing by that door with this box.
We're just going to run through a couple of things before the service starts, very quickly, because I think you may not know.
Have a seat.
Responses. Okay. Sing it with us, please.
Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is with us now.
And then later on in the service, we will lay our burden down. I forgot the word for it. Oh, you've got it on a bit of paper. We will lay our burden down. We're just going to run through that because it's a lovely thing and I'm sure you'll enjoy it if you know it. We'll just try the tune. Don't worry with the chorus for a moment, okay?
If your legs will let you, I invite you to stand to worship God. Jesus says, come then, my love, my darling, come to me. The winter is over, the rains have stopped. In the countryside, the flowers are in bloom. This is the time for singing. The song of doves is heard in the fields. Come, my love, come to me. Join to sing, immortal, invisible, God only wise.
Oh,
Have a seat. We're going to say a prayer now, so let us pray. God of surprises, help us to find you in the hidden and the unexpected. And help us to know that the small things that we do can make a difference. And that the lives that we live, can tell people about you. And the lives that we live can also say that we don't actually really believe what we say. So we ask that you would forgive us for those times when we said one thing and we did another. Your ways are mysterious and hidden. And forgive us that sometimes we don't take the time to see you at work. We feel discouraged as if nothing that we did would make a difference. We don't listen to you. We are discontent and we are restless and we have become anxious. Your ways are mysterious to us, and yet you are with us as we journey day by day. We thank you that you are the God who has made this wonderful world with its colour, its growth, its fruits, its flourishing. We thank you and ask that you would guide us day by day. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. The man who is the prophet and the leader of Ascension Trust, which is the trust body that supports street pastors, if you ever invite him to speak at any event, he always reads this passage, which Lizzie Wright is going to read to us now. Street pastors, you know what this is, don't you? You know what's coming. You know what's coming, don't you?
You are like salt for all mankind. But if salt loses its saltiness, there is no way to make it salty again. It has become worthless, so it is thrown out and people trample on it. You are like light for the whole world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a bowl. Instead, he puts it on a lampstand where it gives light for everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine before people, so that they will see the good things you do and praise your Father in heaven.
Good reading. Thank you very much, Lizzie. And you and I, the things that we do that light shines are little tiny weeny things, day by day, minute by minute, in the life that we live. Small things that together will make a massive difference. And we're going to sing about that. And we're going to sing with some actions. Up again. Come on. I'm not doing this by myself. I've been working on this. I've done more on this than anything else for the last 100 years. Faith, as small as a mustard seed, can move mountains, move mountains. We'll be fine.
Mustard seed can move mountains, move mountains. Faith as small as mustard seed can move mountains by the power of God. Faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains, move mountains. Faith as small as mustard seed can move mountains by the power of God. Believe what Jesus said was true. Just for you, wait and see what God will do as you pray. As you pray, faith as small as mustard seed, move mountains, move mountains. Faith as small as mustard seed, move mountains by the power of God. Believe as small as mustard seed.
Pardon? Yeah, that's your homework. YouTube it when you get home. So you know that the street pastors meet in our building through Friday night, Saturday night. You know that part of your regular giving into the life of the church goes towards the work of street pastors and also directly, but also into, you know, the institution of the place. You know, we are the people that provide the toilet paper so that these things can happen. So Sue Shaw, who currently is the street pastor's coordinator at the moment, yeah, it's cool. Or you could use whichever. Not you can, if you want, if you're going to stay still,
I can.
Oh, you use the handheld by all means, please. Sue Shaw, who is the current street pastor's coordinator. She was the deputy coordinator, but at this point she is the coordinator for a year. And Sue is going to tell us about street pastors.
Thank you, Leslie. Well, like that little mustard seed, street pastors started very small. In 2002-03, in Brixton, there were a number of murders and quite a high crime rate. And as Leslie mentioned, a black pastor called Rev Les Isaacs started a patrol in 2002. There were 18 people on that patrol. 15 of them were women. And they walked the streets of Brixton and started the movement. So it's now grown to... we've got 10,000 street pastors in the UK, 10,000, in over 280 locations, and they're planning at least 25 more. Nearly the whole of London is covered by street pastors. There's just two boroughs, I think, that don't have street pastors. And it's also overseas. Nigeria, Air, Gibraltar, Antigua and Barbuda, Jamaica, Australia, Trinidad and Tobago, and Jersey. We've got a big nightlife in Kingston. You mean when you're asleep, there are anything between 8,000 and 10,000 people here at the weekend. We've got some very big nightclubs. The biggest, I think, is Hippodrome. They can cater for 2,000 people. So there's lots of people around, lots of pubs and bars, smaller ones, but It's a very popular place. People come from Reading, Bournemouth, all around the country for the nightlife. It's our 9th year this year. They started in June 2006. We've got 58 street pastors. Four of them are here today. There's myself, Teresa, Alison, and Ray. Ray's a prayer pastor. And 32 prayer pastors. They come from over 44 different churches in the borough. So we've got Roman Catholics, United Reformed, Methodist, Anglican, Charismatics, Evangelicals, right across the whole spectrum. And it's a wonderful witness when you're on the streets, because people will say to you, why are you doing this? Why are you were Christians? And they look very puzzled or pull a face. Where are you from? And it's a lovely witness to say, we're from all the different churches. All the different churches in the borough. We're there to listen, to care and help. If we're not allowed to proselytise, but if somebody asks us, why are you doing this? It's a lovely opportunity to say, because we believe in God, because we're Christians. And then often people will ask, well, do you do it for money? And then there's another opportunity to say, no, we do it because we want to serve our God. And it often leads to conversations about the nature of God, the character of God, why we go to church. So we have opportunities, but we wait for the people to ask us to talk about God. We keep an account of all our statistics. Every night we record everything on a recorder. We keep figures of how many people we've spoken to, how many flip-flops we've given out, how much water. We give out space blankets for people. It's all counted. We pick up bottles because we count them, because if you pick up a glass bottle and hit it, it'll obviously splinter and it could be used as a dangerous weapon. So we collect glass bottles as well. So going back to September, we think we've spoken to over 3,000 people, picked up over 3,000 glass bottles, and supported over 300 vulnerable people. And by vulnerable, we mean people who really are not safe to be left on their own. They're either very, very drunk, or they don't know what day it is, they don't know where they are, they may have mental health problems, or they may be homeless, sleeping on the streets. And we do have quite a good relationship with homeless people. We get to know them by name. We give out sleeping bags, food, hot. We go and buy them a hot drink in the winter. So we do have a ministry, if you like, to the homeless as well as all the other vulnerable people. We work in partnership. It's a wonderful opportunity as Christians to work in partnership with the police. They really, really value what we do. And we all, the leader has contact with the closed circuit TV people. So as we walk round the town at night, if we have any problems, the leader will speak into the microphone and ask for the police or the cameras to look at what's going on. We called the police out twice last night. There was quite a lot of trouble out here. Police were here within minutes. And also it works the other way. They also will ring us and say, please, can you go down to such and such a bar or pub? We need you there. So it's a lovely, lovely partnership. We've got the support of the council and the town centre management. They're really proud of the fact that Kingston is a place to come and work, live and play. And they're really proud of the fact that we help to keep the streets safe at night and help people to feel safe at night. We always, on our first round, when we go around all the bars, we always talk to the door staff and we develop relationships with them. We get to know them as people by name. So we've got a good working relationship and they will call us. So last night, the Acorn pub down near the railway station, they called us. Can you come down? We've got somebody. We need some help. We also make relationships with the taxi marshals. It's very well organised at night. You can only, to get a taxi, you have to go to the taxi marshal and book a taxi. So we get to know the taxi marshals. We sometimes have to put people in taxis and make sure they get home. And it's really good to be able to have a trusting relationship with the taxi marshals. There are paramedics in the nightclubs. We get to know them and they get to know us. So it's a wonderful partnership going on. And it's a wonderful that the church is there in the middle of that partnership. So just so you know, late at night, Friday night, Saturday night here, we meet in the meeting room. We start off with prayer, and then we fill our bags with sandwiches, water. We've got lots of paraphernalia we carry around, first aid as well. We have prayer pastors like Ray, who are there to pray for us while we're going round. And we have we will phone in to the prayer pastor with requests for prayer. And that works really well to know that they are there talking to God about what's going on. And many, many situations have, you know, prayer is a mystery, I know, but there's definitely a difference. It makes a difference. We anonymise everything. We never talk about people by name, but perhaps I can mention Teresa on Friday. We had a very serious crisis on Friday night with a young man who took an overdose and was found slumped over a car. And I think Teresa and her team, you waited, was it nearly 2 hours for an ambulance? They got mum and brother down. It was a young Muslim chap. I won't say any more than that. But we were ministering to a young Muslim lad who was obviously in trouble. For some reason, he wanted to take that overdose. And we get a mixed reception. We usually get lots of hugs. We're known as the flip-flop people because we give out flip-flops. We're known as the lollipop people, because we give out lollipops. Lots of people come up rushing up to you and say, "We love you, street pastors, kiss, 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 kiss." And sometimes you have a little bit of antagonism, but it's okay, we can deal with that. Okay. All right. Well, if you have any questions, there's myself, Teresa, Alison and Ray. We're here this morning. We're always looking for people to join us. If you would like to come and see what it's like as a street pastor, see whether it suits you, come out as an observer. Hang out with us. You can stand at the back with you. We'll look after you. But just come along and see whether you think it's the sort of thing you could do. Alternatively, you might prefer to stay and pray, and that's fine too. Alternatively, you might like to pray at home. And we have a whole group of maybe 200 or so people who are on our prayer list, and they get a prayer letter by email or in the post. If you'd like to be on that mailing list, perhaps you'd like to sign that, and I'll make sure you get a copy of prayer letter every week. So thank you for your interest.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yay. So can I invite Alison and Ray and Sue and Teresa to come? I would say that these people are doing this ministry not only on their own behalf, but on ours as well. So I want to dedicate them, and I ask you to pray. So let's pray. We're all busy. We've all got too many things to do. We give you thanks and praise for those who have responded to your call to be a part of this ministry. We ask that you would help us as a congregation to support them. And we ask that you would pour out your Holy Spirit and inspire and protect Teresa, Alison, and Sue, and Ray. Keep them well. Keep them focused on you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that they are generous with their time for this ministry. And thank you for their mustard seed impact into people's lives, showing your light. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Like all of it, we make our best shots, we do the best we can, and we lay our burden down. We will join to sing. So you know that Ray is a prayer pastor, and you also know that there are over 40 churches involved in the street pastor organisation. So there's a whole variety of people who gather to pray, and from a whole range of different traditions. At the back, you'll see there's a leaflet which is about somebody's particular experience of being a prayer pastor. That's Tessa McLeod, who's a Roman Catholic. So she comes at the whole thing of prayer from a different place to us. And Ray is going to read a couple of paragraphs from that piece that is waiting for you at the back.
being a prayer pastor. I remember the first night I arrived timidly at the United Reformed Church in the centre of Kingston. I knew I was tired, and that I'd been at home, I could have stayed up till midnight happily, but with the best will in the world, I would find it difficult to hold my eyes open till 4 a.m. Somewhat to my relief, I found that the others were saying similar things. So I just said to myself, I'll see how it goes. If I have to leave, so be it. At least I've tried. It was as if, in that internal agreement, I had made a covenant with God. For after a few minutes, I noticed I was completely wide awake, as if I had just woken up from a refreshing night's sleep. Since then, I have found the same thing happens every time. Tiredness vanishes as soon as I arrive, and only reappears when I'm ready for bed at home. I can even awaken after 4 hours sleep and do whatever work I have planned for that day with no ill effects. So I try to offer small sacrifices all the time. I have come to believe that for God, everything that is done with the intention of serving him through serving others is prayer. As I said, prayer is a conversation with God, but God converses on a different level to us. We use words because that's all we know, but God's only language is love. To speak with him is to learn love as a language. So when we decide to give up a night's sleep for the sake of the young people in Kingston, we are speaking his language, and his ear is ours all through the night. By now, I have met most of the street pastors and quite a few of the prayer pastors. I don't have a regular shift, and I end up meeting lots of different people. We are from different denominations, and I assumed this would mean we'd approach God from a different perspective, and that therefore praying together would be difficult, but in fact it's easy. The street pastors go out, they're very cheerful and excited, and I think they have the best job, but if they do, they're wrong. Thank you.
Thank you. Join to sing. How can I keep from singing? Have a seat. You don't need to turn yourselves round. You might need to turn. Move your chairs. Because what we're doing is we're putting on a bit of video. You might want to turn your chairs. So for our prayers of intercession, we're going to show a video which has been produced for Street Pastors Sunday. Use it to pray for the town, for the street pastors, for the management of street pastors, and for the prayer pastors, that the resources that we need would come, and to wonder in our hearts, each of us, how we fit into this amazing work. So we pray.
Too much, the alcoholics. I can identify somewhat with that. I was a bit of a wayward lad in my past as well. And so there is a real need for them to sort of maybe look at, try and help them to get through, this part of their life. And now that they've reached, hopefully, what they can. can start to grow back up again and get themselves together. And maybe I can be part of that, I don't know.
So really, really encouraging, really, just to be hands and feet for the Lord and
yes.
get out from before yes. walls of the church and be, just practically show God's love.
God, yes, that's right, into the streets. And we care for these people. Although they would appear that no one else seems to want to do anything about it. There are, you know, people like us who...
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So remember, please, as you make your offering, that the ordinary donations into the life of this church is also part of that which keeps street pastors going. They meet in our building needs to be looked after, and that work supports the work of the street pastors and the prayer pastors. Mission. That's what it is. So now your offering will be received. Sorting the hymnbooks out. Good job. Sorting the So let us pray. May our life together remind us of your light, Lord Jesus. And may our life apart be your light shining in our communities in the day and in the night. And may your light inspire us in the way that we use all the resources that we have. Bless this money Bless the lives that we offer to your praise and to your glory. Lord, we pray. Amen. So two things I would say before we move on. First thing is to remind you, even if you haven't bought any food, you can still stay for lunch. Nobody's on the door checking. There's enough food. Yeah, exactly. Liam says it and he's right. There's enough food. Please come. That's the first thing to say. Enough for everybody. Have we got some little street pastas that we've made? No, you haven't got yours ready? Oh, Sally's got hers. Marvellous. Bless her. Doesn't get out much. And here we go. And Dahi's got hers. These beautiful little paper. Yes, good. Yeah, excellent. Give them a round of applause. Come on, let's go. You're nearly finished yours. Excellent. The other thing I was wondering about the prayer pastors. It might be that some of you think, yeah, I could do that. In some seasons of the year, couldn't do it. I couldn't go on a rota regularly, but I could do it some seasons in the year. I was wondering whether we could take Kingston United Reformed Church, could say, we will do this night and that night, two nights in the year that we would do it between us. I was wondering, if you think that's a goer, would you speak to me? And now we will join to sing our final hymn, The Kingdom of God. Surprises as we go on our way. May we delight in your growth, flourish in your love, and share your hope with the world in the daytime and in the night. Amen.